Wings of the Morning by Edward Robert Hughes is a painting which, by a somewhat bizarre chain of events, used to belong to the Art Gallery of New South Wales, but which hasn't done so since 1946. The picture was painted initially for a Sydney collector, the industrialist Edward William Knox, who built a mansion on Bellevue Hill called Rona. When Knox died in 1933, this picture was delivered by his executors to the Art Gallery of New South Wales as a bequest. But then 13 years later, someone stuck up their hand and suggested that this had all been a mistake. Knox's real intention, apparently, had been to leave the picture not to the New South Wales public, but to a gentleman's club. And so the lawyers were brought in, the picture was removed from the art gallery, and duly ended up in the Union Club. Until a few years ago, that is, when it was acquired for the Schaefer Collection. Hughes's most famous work is a watercolour in the Birmingham City Art Gallery called Night with Her Train of Stars. The picture we have here is conceived in a very similar way. Night with Her Train of Stars showed a cloaked winged figure of night accompanied by a flock of birds and a mass of winged infants holding stars. Wings of the Morning shows another winged female figure surrounded by flocks of birds, but now she's naked and the time has changed from dusk to dawn. These two pictures are among Hughes's most spectacular and personal creations. And I think we would call them symbolist works. At least they are related to the movement in French and Belgian art, which goes by the name of symbolism, and they belong in this company because they're images which use a visual language of their own invention to communicate a concept which is totally personal to the artist and which has no exterior frame of reference. There's no story here, no literary source, or even any allegorical meaning. The Wings of the Morning is a vision of a nameless supernatural creature heading into the dawn, accompanied by flocks of gaily coloured birds, while the winged creatures of the night, bats and owls, are flying back in the other direction. Hughes applied to this image, by way of a title, a phrase from the Psalms, Wings of the Morning, but this is in retrospect. The title describes the picture. The picture does not illustrate the psalm. An important aspect of symbolism is that it communicates visually. It communicates ideas which do not have any definite meaning and which cannot be reduced to a sequence of words. An image such as this may inspire in us feelings for which we can search out words like joy, optimism, freedom, and so on, but it's not specifically expressing any of those ideas. It exists only on its own terms. Historically speaking, the image has to be understood, I think, as a reaction to that hugely important phenomenon of the whole Victorian period, loss of faith, or rather, a loss of faith in the established church. Atheism is a 19th century word, and the widespread loss of a sense of the Christian God's comforting presence was perhaps, of all disruptions of the industrial age, the one which left the biggest gap. And this explains why the second half of the 19th century, and particularly its closing decades, saw an intense interest in all forms of spiritualism. There was a strong desire, a need, to redefine the position of humankind in relation to the non-material world, and emphasis shifts from the ritual of organized religion to personal interactions with the spirit world. And of course, when Hughes was painting this picture, Sigmund Freud, just a few years before, had published his groundbreaking work on the interpretation of dreams. That is not to say that Hughes is offering us his dream for our psychoanalysis, but it's part of the phenomenon by which a new importance is attached to what dreams can potentially communicate, and what is an artist's vision, if not a sort of dream. So, here we are in 1905. Actually, I believe this is the year in which Einstein discovered the principle of relativity. And with that, the 20th century embarked on a path of immeasurably enhanced scientific understanding of our place in the physical universe. But there's always an undertow, and that is generated by the instinct which tells us that even the most advanced science can't be in command of the whole story, and that is the direction in which Hughes's image is leading us. It's an image, it's nice to note, which powerfully inspires a sense of optimism.